Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's up, everybody?
What's good, family?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? A weekly podcast that is just so funny and so inspirational. And I am your host, Angel Laquita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. And my husband of 12 years is the co-host. Tell him who you are, baby.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Really just yawning?
I just yawned. My bad. Marcus Tanksley, co-host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
You would think it was 12 midnight. It is only 9:09.
Yeah.
At night.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
We got crankies out, though. We got give it to the people.
Your birthday, when this will air, will have just passed. I think this goes up on the 29th.
On the 27th.
So.
Everybody wish me happy belated. I appreciate it in advance.
Yes. Oh, you get so much better with age, baby.
Don't I? No, I'm just playing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You make me love you more and more, and I'm glad. So if you are wondering where this podcast is, it's everywhere. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. It's on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify. It's everywhere. So make sure you are following us, reviewing us, making us more discoverable. We truly appreciate it. And eventually we are going to be on Patreon. What are you pointing at? Why did you wait until now to ask me that?
I just now realized I didn't have water.
This is the things that I go through with
just
this co-host.
Patreons, keep going.
Don't try to tell me where to go now. Oh my goodness. It's like wrangling a child working with this man. It is like wrangling a child. Hope you choke.
Why are you looking at me leaving all this dead space?
I'm not leaving dead space. Hear me talking.
Finish doing the...
You can't do it because you can't because you're drinking. So rate, follow, and oh my God, don't you dare. He knows I can't stand to hear him swallow. I can't stand
it. Well, I like to hear you swallow.
Terrible. You are terrible. That's just for that comment.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. That's why you still got to pull out, because you're still mad.
No, I'm going to stop. Actually, you don't even know what I stopped yesterday.
Oh, goodness. So you can follow this podcast on Instagram. He is. You can follow it on Instagram at Is This Going to Cause an Argument, as well as on Facebook. The Facebook page should be live by the time this goes up. You can follow me at That Chick Angel on all platforms and That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, and tell them where
y'all
you're at,
follow
baby.
Follow me on Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, and on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram. Also, you can get some of my beard and body butter, Man Shit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com. You can also check out the Instagram page at Get Man Shit.
That he can't log into. So.
Can't log into it right now. So got those three or four posts up. But y'all can go there and see a little bit of it in the making.
Yes, it's going
to
happen.
But most importantly, you can go to the website, manshit.com. Check it out. You can order you some. Let me know what you think.
And we also have shirts.
Yeah, we got some merch, y'all. We both got our shirts right now. Good Dads Be Like and Good Moms Be Like. And there are more to come.
There should be more already up.
Actually, they're already up. Yeah.
So
check out. If you're on watching on YouTube, you can check out the links at the bottom.
If not, just go to Teespring and go to That Chick Angel's store. My storefront has all the shirts. All right, you guys. Today we're doing Pride Story, where we tell stories about our beautiful kids that can be found on Instagram at Tanksley Pride. And I'll start off with a story. So at the like the middle of this month, my son in the at the okay, so I'm saying the middle of this month because you all are seeing this at the end of the month, but it was actually just a couple of days ago in real time. my son took a very difficult test. It's called, is that my mother's TV that loud? What do I hear?
And she turned it down.
I was like, there's a SWAT team trying to get into the front of the
house. They forgot to turn the radios down.
Sorry about that, guys. My mom was up watching TV, and all of a sudden the sound just started bleeding out of her room. It hadn't been, but it just all of a sudden happened. Anyways, so at the top of this week, my son took a very difficult standardized test called IC. It's the Independent School Entry Exam. And it's like the SAT. For 4th and 5th and 6th and 7th and 8th, you know, all the grades. And it was a really difficult test that he and I started working on back in October of 2019. We started off really hard in the paint, and then I laxed up a whole lot because he would just get so stressed and overwhelmed. Yeah. The stuff was really hard. I mean, there was some questions that I was just like, I don't know, this is a how grown you supposed to answer this? But he went in there, we got him the accommodations after we had him assessed for dyslexia. So he was given time and a half. So he was given extra time to take the test as well as a laptop to be able to type his essay on. And so 4 hours, 4 hours for a 10-year-old. He took That's a test ridiculous. For 4 hours. It's usually 2.5, but he got extra time. And he came out of that test with the biggest grin on his face. And it just warmed my heart because a lot of times when we work on it at home, he would just break down crying if something got too difficult. And, you know, I'm not the most softest mom ever. My kids' tears don't really do anything to me when they cry when I know they're going to cry. Especially when we're at home, when I know they're not embarrassed in front of anybody. But so knowing that he got through the test. He even told me, I said, did you cry in there? He was like, no, there were questions that I was like, if I was at home, I would start crying right now on this question. He said, but I just told myself to calm down and just do the best you can. And I was just like, oh. And so, because every time he would break down crying here at the house, I was like, listen, it's okay to be frustrated. I was like, but you, because he would start hyperventilating here, like completely like panic like, attack.
Losing it, yeah.
And I said, but you cannot do this in the test. I was like, because I won't be there to be able to try to calm you down. So you have to figure out a way to keep yourself calm and collected. And let me tell you, I serve a God. Come, listen, yeah, man, we're going to do a praise report real quick. I serve a God.
Talk to him.
My son and I, the day before he took the test, we were having a conversation about what he wanted to be because he started this program called YALA, Young Ambassadors Leadership Academy, Achievers or Academy, I think I was right the first time. And they are learning about the medical field all year long. And my son at one point in time said he wanted to be a veterinarian. And I said, do you still want to be a veterinarian? He was like, sometimes I think I still want to. I said, would you prefer to be like a gamer or a YouTuber? He was like, yeah, I'd like to be a YouTuber. And I was like, okay. The question he had on that test to write his essay on was, what do you want to be when you grow up? We literally had just had a really nice discussion about it the day before. I said, look at that little Marcus. God, your God that you go to church to learn more about loves you so much that he gave you the chance to do a rough draft in your head of your paper the day before you actually took the test.
Yeah,
I said, I need you to know that's how much your God loves you. Okay, so yeah, that's my pride story. I'm very proud of my son. We haven't got the as of real time today. I still don't have the test scores for him, but I'm regardless of what the test score is, I'm just proud that he feels like he did his best.
Yeah, mine actually evolves around that too. We got I guess they sent out this. I don't know if they said it was new. This pamphlet that shows how ready your children are for middle school.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, obviously he's never been middle school age, but yeah, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, so they sent out this little pamphlet. I guess it comes from LAUSD, and it just, I guess it tracks.
Tell them what LAUSD is.
Oh, Los Angeles School
Unified. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Unified School District.
Yeah, Los Angeles Unified School District. So anyway, they sent home this little pamphlet and it tells you how ready your children are for middle school, if they're going into middle school. And it, you know, it just rates it from, what was it?
It was above English.
Average.
Yeah. Oh.
It rates the different classes, English, language arts.
It was language, English, arts and science. Math, and reading. Those were the three categories they gave you as far as an academic.
I went down into the details.
Oh, okay. And then they did attendance and behavior.
Yeah. And then I went down into details. Oh, that's when it listed like language arts and stuff. Anyway, so it rated on a I think it was level three or four levels, like proficient.
It was like
excellent.
It was excellent, good, average, and then two other low ones. But it was excellent, good, average.
Yeah.
And then two low ones.
And let me tell y'all something. This boy is more, though, according to that, this boy is more ready going into middle school than I was coming out. Like, for real. That's like, word is bond. I was like, oh, like, the report cards have been coming home. And then the stuff that, I'm like, really? This is what we got right here?
He's stepping up.
Yeah, he's definitely stepping up. Because starting off, it was a rough road of him, like, in earlier on in elementary school, it was a little difficult. But him, like, right now, he's
on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire. He's doing the dang thing. The twins are doing great, too, actually. They love the process of school, and they love going and everything. But, they're so early into the, what are you doing?
That Sai is learning his letters and numbers like nobody's business. Like, Kai, because of the fact that I think he also has a little bit of dyslexia, and a little bit of a, even though he enunciates great, I think his stutter might be a little bit of a holdback. It might take him a little longer to lock in on everything, but even him, he's picking up stuff.
Yeah,
really great. Like, they're killing it. It definitely makes me proud. And this one is about to crawl. He probably is already crawling by the time this podcast goes up. Jeez Louise.
Been tearing up plants and stuff in the house.
Oh, he's a mess. Okay, so topic of the day. You guys ready? What about your friends? Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down? Hey, whoa. Who sang that song?
TLC.
What about your friends? Yeah. He used to be into T-Boz.
Used to. No.
Oh, I thought you liked T-Boz too. Everybody liked Chili.
I'm talking about right now.
Oh, yeah, because Chili is.
She looked the goddamn same.
Yeah, she's not Asian. She might have some crow's feet around her eyes, but for the most part, she looked great.
That chick right there. Yeah, everybody was into T-Boz. You couldn't tell nobody nothing about T-Boz.
Really? I think everybody's always been into Chili, and it was like only certain people.
No, T-Boz was like the. Dude, this chick looked like T-Boz. Like, that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Of course, everybody's into Chili. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Chili looks like, Chili. Where are you from? Where they got hair like that at? Who did? Is that a relaxer? What's that in your hair? Is that a curl, chair curl? Okay, so today's topic is friends, friendships.
What do you value in your friends?
What do you value most? See, okay, so I really am glad we're doing this topic because Marcus and I noticed that we don't really have close couple friends out here in California the way we used to. Like,
Everybody got so busy.
Yeah.
Like, people just kind of dispersed and like, what happened to the group?
Right, yeah. Like, the husbands that he was cool with, they all work out of town now.
One moved. Punk ass Gabe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they bought a house and
already had the house.
But they're like
went back and remodeling and stuff. Yeah,
we don't. And I was just saying to him recently, I was like, we don't have a couple friends anymore. He was like, you're right. I mean, we have a couple friends in Kentucky when we're there. But like we here most of the time. So
yeah, and it's us.
It's us. I mean, we love us. We enjoy ourselves.
I mean, I'm an introvert anyway, but I do like hanging with my boys, and I'm like, everybody's gone.
I like hanging with other wives who my husband got along with their husband, because it's always a good thing. We could do more things, like go to a lounge and make...
Yeah, just kick back.
Yeah, make good memories.
We used to kick it so hard. I didn't realize how hard, like, we used to kick with so many people until, like... what, this month we were like, well, maybe last month we was like, hold up.
Where are our friends at? Like, literally.
And I think it's because we've been busy too. And like, we didn't realize it, but it's like.
I mean, yeah, because we kept having kids. That was the one thing. The couples that we were like the closest to, that I had aged out with, well, their kids were getting older and yeah. I kept having more younger kids. So, I mean, because the couples we were closest to are actually, they're older than us. They even though we all act the same age, they were older than us. So you had some that had grown kids, some their last kids were Marcus's age. So like, it has.
But then for the longest, it was like me and Angel was the married couple, and everybody around us was single.
Everybody.
We were literally the, even in a relationship period, we were the only two. And we had just so many single people.
So it's
looking for somebody.
right. So it's nice to like, I mean, and let me not forget, I mean, we still have Jason and Denora.
Well, yeah.
We still have them, so I don't.
They don't do nothing. They know they don't do nothing. They worse than us.
And so, yeah, it's just so hard. We should do something with them here. Well, they just had a baby.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple
it's
months.
It's going to be a minute before we get to do anything with them as a couple. But, yeah, so what attracts you? I have a lot of friends, and actually Marcus told me to stop making friends. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't like people, y'all.
He doesn't. So I think it might be easier for you, maybe not, to answer. What actually draws you to someone to make them your friend? Because if we think about like at your job, there's only one dude that stands out to me that I'm like, okay, that's Marcus's friend. Granted, yeah. You all haven't really done anything with each other because we don't live anywhere near right. him, but there's something about his personality that clicked with you.
With me, I just like genuine people. Like people that are genuinely just real. Like there's no screen, there's no front. They are them.
Their authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity. Uh-huh. Authentic.
Yeah, that's...
And that's one thing, like, the friend, co-worker/friend she's talking about, it was like we work together and we were just in the same area and we just naturally just clicked mm-hmm. like from day one. It was like, oh yeah, he's cool. And then we just got closer and closer. Now it's to the point, you know, we text each other today. Mm-hmm. Same thing when our friend Gabe that they're kind of by state, not by coastal because they just right in Texas, but I'm saying with him, we literally crossed paths. Actually, he worked at a dealership at one point in time, mm-hmm. and we ended up crossing paths. And like, that's how I met him. I was looking at this vehicle, ended up not getting it. And I don't know how many months, 6 months later, maybe close to even a year, we at the mall, we in Macy's, and I'm sitting there looking around, and this lady walks up and asks him if he worked or asked him for something. He was like, sorry, I don't work here. So then she turns around, looks at me and asks me the same question. I'm like, sorry, I don't work here. So of course we two black dudes, so we sitting there like, why is she asking us? And then we look and we both have on the same color polo. So it looks like we employees. so we just like laughed. Then we laughed about it. Then we stopped and looked like,
I know you.
Hold up. You seem real. What's your, and I'm sitting there thinking and I was like, and I named out the vehicle that I was looking at. He was like, yeah. And then he said my last name. I was like, whoa. So we were just sitting there talking or whatever, and actually, you had a field day or something.
I was having my birthday. It was not a field day. You invited them to Cafe Cordial.
Okay, Cafe Cordial, yeah.
I had both, but I know he came to Cafe Cordial.
Yeah, so anyway, so that was long story short. But even then, like when I was sitting there and when we met the first time, it was like I did a test drive of the vehicle. We sat there and talked a little bit while I was driving or whatever. He seemed like real cool, down to earth people, and then. When I ran into him again, I told Angel about it. And as soon as he mentioned, oh, yeah, me and my wife. And I'm like, it ain't another single dude, you know, like, cool. Because that is something else, like out here meeting, like when you meeting dudes, just like to hang out or whatever. Or you think you might be cool if they single. That's like a completely different conversation because mm-hmm. it's going to be different types of hanging out that we do.
Yeah.
Like if it's single, it's just like, all right, I'll hit you up, you know, when I'm free. Or if you want to go somewhere, kick it, go to a party or something, yeah, I might roll through with you every now and then, but it ain't gonna be nothing that I'm gonna be doing every weekend.
Right. Like with B.
Yeah.
B was living one of the trainers at the gym. He was just
we were cool and like we used to hang out, but it's just like you are way too single for me to be.
Right. You doing way too much. Yeah. That's going to get me in way too much trouble.
Yeah.
So let me
take. Because D knew a lot of people. And I'm like, all right, I done met enough people. This is getting this is getting dangerous out here in these.
Exactly. And it was so crazy, especially, sorry to go back to like couple friends. It's hard to find someone
that
we both.
That match.
Yes, because
like if I'm cool with him, am I cool with her? Or if she's cool with her, is she cool with him? Or is she cool with him and not her? It's that like, dynamic has to work. Like
it does, like because it's so crazy. Marcus will be like, oh yeah, you know, he's great, and I'm like, I can't deal with the wife.
Yeah.
I can't too much.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh yeah, no, she's cool. I'm like, keep that dude away from me.
Yes. He's lame. And I'm like, ah, Marcus, you don't even know him. Angel, it's not going to work. So, anyway.
That's an episode of King of Queens. Like,
I believe it. Oh, yes. I remember when they were trying. It is, you would think that, like, it was, like, trying to find, like, a precious, like, pearl or something.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. But, okay, so you like authentic people. I like people who are funny.
Yeah.
Like, if you...
That's something else, too. So like,
if you genuinely
I can't
can
do
make
somebody
me laugh.
Like, actually, I don't know no real serious people like it out here.
I do.
Do I?
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Like, I get what you're saying.
I think I know who you're talking about. They are funny.
Funny, yes,
yeah.
They are. They
like
are
hilarious.
Funny. They are funny. You're right. I do think I have friends that aren't funny, but they like to laugh.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell
you. Yeah,
yeah,
they don't
I
have to be funny,
that.
But like to laugh. Yeah, just have a good time and like genuinely on the happier, funnier, more entertaining side of the spectrum versus serious.
Yeah, serious. Yeah. I don't know if anybody who has like a high level of etiquette that they have to live by could be friends with me. While I am getting more refined with age, praise God, I'm actually happy with that. I mean, I won't ever lose me. If there's somebody who like is easily offended,
yeah.
I don't think they would do well as my friend because I am easily offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like my humor kind of edges on that side of... I say things that have sometimes a lot of shock value. I say things that are a little too truthful. My husband is way too blunt. A lot of the time.
Easy.
Easy.
Okay, easy.
Easy what?
Easy does it.
Yeah, that's what you need to tell yourself. Easy does it. So I don't know of like people that I don't have friends that are easily offended like
yeah.
that. Or either if they are, they pretend like they're not with me. I guess they're like,
yeah.
We accept Angel the way she is. This is the person that she truly is. Another big quality that is really, really important to me is dependability.
Yeah.
Like, I am very dependable. Unfortunately, I'm not dependable all the time when it comes to content. But it's in a lot of times, here's the thing. Here's the God honest truth, you guys. A lot of times, you all don't get content from me because I'm with my friends helping them with something.
That's facts right there.
That is the truth. Other than technical difficulties, if a friend calls me and says, Angel, I need to run lines. Or
Angel yeah.
Can you help me with this? I'm like, bet. I'm changing that some in 2020 because I'm now giving myself office hours. So that means if I'm working, I can't help you unless it's an emergency. But
Angel, she will definitely go above and beyond what is necessary for her friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I need to stop. I am proud of what I've done in my first almost 40 years of life, but I am sacrificing my prosperity and my family's prosperity. And I don't necessarily have to because a lot of times people's, the requests they have of me can be put at a different part of the day. where
it don't have to happen right now to where if they need help, you want to help them right now.
Right. And that's the problem. I'm like, oh, let me help you. That's the reason why. That's one of the reasons why I want to go see a therapist, is because I want to figure out what that is from. I want to figure out why I feel the need to do that. Why I feel the need to like jump on like.
You like to be a part of things.
I do. But I also like to be considered dependable.
Yeah.
I do. I am, you know, there's a lot of people, we've talked about it, my love language is words. It's words of affirmation. But for me, words are just important in general. And if I call, if I say I am your friend, I don't want you to ever question what that means or if that's really true.
Yeah.
So if I say I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to do it. So I just, but I need to back up on that. But I do, I like dependable friends. It's the most agitating thing to have a flaky ass friend.
Yeah, that is.
It is agitating. Not to call my girlfriend out, but I'm going to. One of my closest friends, Brisha, she had to work on that. That was one of the things. Yeah. She was a great friend in so many other ways. Sorry. So it was not, it wasn't that she was ever a bad friend. It was just she wasn't a friend the way I needed her to be. And we had gotten so close as friends that it was like time for like, oh no, you actually have to put up or shut up. Like either you have to stop being this flaky ass person because I'm not flaky with you, or we just ain't gonna be able to kind of do this. And not that it was ever put that harsh, but I think she could feel like, oh, Angel is almost about to be, she's about to be done with me. So she has gotten so good. She is probably my most dependable friend now, as far as in, she knows now to tell me she can't do something instead of, I'm gonna say it, I can, yeah, because it sounds good.
I'll call you tomorrow and let you know. Oh, yeah, the reason I didn't make it yesterday.
Right. So she now, when she'll say, like, she'll tell me what she's up to, and I'll be like, okay, so you're not going to be able to do that, right? And she'll be like, well, and I'll be like, you're not. She's like, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to be able to do it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because your answer doesn't always have to be yes. Your answer just always has to be the truth.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I do it. Is there, what else for you when it comes to friendships?
That's one of the things, is like being able to depend on people.
Do you have that friendship out here? I don't know. What friend do you have that's like that? A dependable? I don't. I think I'm it.
Like, yeah.
I'm it for you.
Like, and the reason being is because everybody's gone. Like, they are working out, like, they still live here, but they are all working out of state, literally. Well, not one's, he might as well be out of state.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, yeah, he's out of state. The other one moved. Yeah, everybody's gone. And I'm such an introvert. It's not like I go out and seek out friends. I'm just like, if I'm doing something, and that's one thing they would get mad at me about when everybody is around. If I'm doing something, like moving furniture or something big that I needed, like a second pair of hands, I got that, buying grills and stuff, whatever it may be, I'll end up just doing it myself.
Well, you have me help you.
I have before, but I'm saying when they knew I was doing stuff, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I handled it myself.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I am that friend. That big refrigerator got in here because of Uno and Dos.
Uh-huh.
I'm your friend. I wish y'all could see how he's looking at me if you ain't watching this. Yeah.
Anyway, so there we get Mac. Move your arm.
I'm not trying to be...
I thought you were being silly.
No.
Yeah, so that was one thing they would give me. Like, man, why did you call me? I was right, why did you call me? But this is one of those things. It's like, I get my mind set on to do something, I just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. One quality in friends that we are now looking for, we're taking applications for friends, is the concept of iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
We're looking...
You got to surround yourself by people with the same outlook on life.
Yeah, we're looking for friends that aren't as that are not only as ambitious as we are, but are also putting in the work towards their ambitions.
Yeah,
like I've had enough dreamer friends. Well, hell, I've had some friends that aren't dreamers, and that ain't no. That is the worst. Friends that don't have dreams. It's just like, how can you not have a vision for yourself? Like, it's hard. And I understand I shouldn't be judging, but it is hard for me to be somebody who is such a dreamer to have conversations with someone who is so stuck in the dark side of reality.
Yeah.
That you're just trying to beat out the light.
Yeah, or the dreams are just on a different level altogether.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not dreams. They're just like next step. That's tomorrow. Like,
right, yeah.
What you're doing is tomorrow. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just hard for a person like me.
Yeah, because you have to surround yourself, because you need people to vibe with. Yeah. You need people to bounce ideas off of. You need to be in that environment and that, you know, that energy way. That energy. You need that around you.
So we're realizing, like, we need to start making friends that not only, like, are ambitious or whatever, but the way that they operate makes us want to operate better. Right. Makes us want to level up.
Yeah, and vice versa. You know? Yeah. Like, hopefully we can do things to encourage them and inspire them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's, like, difficult to do at this. It seems like I don't know if we've actually reached out and
no, we haven't. We haven't tried. Like, we are the worst networkers.
I mean, we have a freaking child over here that's chewing on a brass earring right now.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. It's not like we can just get up and go like, oh, let's go to this networking thing on this day, or
right.
Let's go to this event on that day.
It's we're like, about to be there. Mama's arm is about to be good, yeah, and yeah, we're about to be able there. To get up out of here and do that. But that is something that we both have been like, you know, we really, it's almost like you become a, and for those of you all who do social media, you know this, it can be like you're in your own little world. Mm-hmm. Like, even though there's hundreds and thousands of other people that do this, it feels like you're the only one in your living radius.
Yeah.
So that's why creators a lot of times love to collaborate, not just because it helps with cross promotion, but like when I hit up, oh my God, I'm about to forget his name. Belmere from How Married Are You podcast. And I was like, yo, their family, they have four kids. It's a husband and wife. I said, next time we're down in San Diego, because they live down that way, we're going to hit you up. He was like, bet. Let's do that. And it's because you want to be around people who understand the journey you're on.
Yeah.
You want to be around people that when you say, I've been trying to figure this out, they can be like, me too. Or I figured that out. Let me show you how.
Right.
So that is, like, I obviously have actress friends, people who understand that journey. But as far as in, like, social media, my thing is small. This whole Marcus's brand, is non-existent when it comes to that. Like, you don't have any person that's, like, on this path that, like, you're friends with. So, yeah, that's, like, one thing. I wrote down some iconic friendships, like, famous friendships that you just are like, yeah, I want that. I want, you know, when you see people who come up together, you're like, yeah, that's what I want. Like, I put down Will and Dwayne Martin.
Yeah.
They, I mean, granted, Will is a lot bigger than Dwayne Martin is, but, like, that close friendship.
On the outside looking in, they, like, you know. That's like, oh, those dudes like vibe, and they actually...
Yeah. Or people that you meet at the top that you're like, oh, man, this, you would have made the ride so much better.
Yeah.
I think of The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, their relationship is hilarious.
It's like two people who are at the height of their success that are loving what they're doing and can appreciate what the other person brings to the table. Like, that... Their friendship looks like so much fun. And granted, I have that with my husband, but like to have that in a colleague, that's gotta feel amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And to like work on projects together and have that much, you might imagine how much fun they have, and just because you see them all the time on social media, just laughing at each other so hard.
Yes. They are like, what you call it, work husband and wife. They really are. And then the epitome of best friends, Oprah and Gail. That's a true started from the bottom, now we hear.
Yeah.
Friendship.
Yeah, them too.
And I feel like I have created those friendships with people, even though we're still like not at the now we're here part. We're not at the bottom, but we're not at the now we're here.
Not here. Yeah, but we're at the here part.
But you hope that you make friendships that are authentic enough.
Yeah.
To make it to that, because I wonder, like, people who are lonely at the top that weren't able to maintain, real friendships, because you want people that start with you before you have success, because you want to make sure
those people to be genuine,
right? Yeah. That they don't want anything from you,
right?
It, but like, that's the talking.
You're like, you let me sleep on your couch. I know you don't want nothing from me, like
right. But it's I mean, we are still, like I said, we're not at the now we're here at all. But it's like, how do we find the other people who are still not at the now we're here, but that are like where we're at?
Yeah.
With their head down, grinding, vision, like we're gonna make this happen, and we're pushing. It's hard, guys. It's hard. Is anybody else out there having a hard time making friends? I have never had a hard time making friends.
No, you haven't. You still don't have a hard time, but you just changed your...
I don't have time for friends that that aren't here for a particular reason.
Yeah.
And that sounds bad. Does that sound bad, guys? Before, if you were a lovely person, then we could be friends. Now I'm like...
But unless it's for a purpose, you're just going to be the time that you're spending. Granted, I mean, you got other friends to help you relax, but unless you're going to be spending that time building something, you're just wasting that time on hanging out with someone to hang out with them.
I mean, yeah, human connection is great.
Yeah.
But because you know what
but
it
you
is.
Have enough people, humans to connect with already.
You're right. And that's the thing. Because I like to invest in my friends, I invest my time. I really honestly do not have more time to invest in new people. I mean, the Lord would have to give me such a strong connection with them to make me go, there's something about your spirit and my spirit that are talking so loud that I can't pretend like this is not happening.
Yeah.
But as for me right now, I don't. I got 4 kids also.
Yeah.
That'll do it. These 4 kids make me go, what are you bringing into my life? Because if it is not something that I need,
right.
I don't want it. I don't have space for things that I just kind of like. I need to want it.
Yeah.
What about you in guy friends? Because, wait a minute. And also, how do y'all feel about making friends of the opposite sex after you're married? Marcus has only gotten a couple in here. They've all been work friends.
Yeah, it's all been work. It ain't been no random. Oh yeah, this is my friend Stacy. Yeah. I just ran him out of the blue, which is, I mean, unless it's like a business oriented or something like that, I don't see how that would work.
Yeah, that's we
like business or like coworker or anything like it.
Yeah, if it's
like recently, Angel's like, yeah, my friend so and so. I was like, who?
Yeah, this week I went and spoke for a college, and I was like, I spoke for my friend Justin. He teaches at a college.
Like,
what? I said, I told you, but I started the whole story off with, I went to grad school with Justin. He was the same year as Wendell. He missed all that.
All I heard was Justin. I'm like,
who the hell is Justin? Who the hell are you calling your friend that is a dude? Nah, yeah.
That I don't know yet. Like, what is that about? But, I didn't remember. That ain't a name that I've heard probably in the past 3 years out of her mouth.
You ain't gonna hear it often. Marcus has tried to make friends with, I'm not gonna say the one friend's name just in case randomly he listens to it. You got that one flaky friend. Marcus, that's the one that you might have a gift of discernment, but you miss the flaky spirit in people. You remember the one friend that I was just, that
still
you
hits me up all the time.
But like, where are you?
But that very good hearted person.
Well, yeah.
Like very good hearted, very business driven.
But how y'all can't sharpen each other if he's never around?
Because he's always on business. Yeah, that's one thing. I'm like, all right, you got something going. Now, we probably won't never link up, but you definitely got something going.
Well, that's, listen, you got friends that are business oriented to the point that they're no longer here. Yeah.
See, my friends is doing what they're supposed to be doing. They working on their business. What's yours doing?
They working. Their business is just here.
In the state.
Yes, in the state.
Yeah, another one. He's never here. He's never in the state, like, ever.
Marcus is like, yeah, met his wife. Then it just didn't happen. And then sometimes, you all ever feel the need that your friends, the couple of friends that you're making, need to have kids around the same age as your kids? Do you
not? They probably need, it'd be hard. If they have older kids, that was not a problem. Around the same age, we got a wide range. Well, but I definitely see where you're getting at, yeah.
I definitely feel like little Marcus would be needing a friend. And I feel like people that are...
That's critical, yeah, because he's 10.
The people that are our age out here don't have 10-year-olds. Yeah. They got 4-year-olds.
Yeah. And the people that are our age everywhere else have 20-year-olds.
Yes. Absolutely. They got kids graduating high school going into college. Absolutely. So that's the other hard thing, because I feel bad for little Marks all the time. I'll be like, we got friends coming over. Do they have kids my age? Nah, baby, they ain't got kids your age. I'm so sorry.
He ain't even got to be nobody he knows. He's just like, is this somebody my age?
I'll be like, just go in here, get on your Nintendo Switch and zone out.
All right.
Yeah. If you're going to let me on the Switch, I'm fine. So, yeah, what do you all look at in friendships? What do you look for? Are y'all like team no new friends? Are y'all like, I can't do it?
Can't take no more? Or are you looking for more?
And have you ever had to break up with friends? Because we've had to. I have had to be like, no. I don't know what you were thinking. You told me no new friends. Why are you doing this? I thought that follow your own rules.
Whatever. You owed me.
From what? All
these crazy ass people you done brought around me.
My friends aren't crazy. Yeah. Marcus likes to call my friends
weird. We've been through
this
so many times. They are.
No, they aren't.
Oh, look, one of them came over today.
Came over today.
Yeah.
That's probably one of your, used to be one of your closest friends. Yeah. Probably still is.
Weird as hell.
Yeah, you weird too.
No, I'm not. I'm just the one normal light in this darkness of weirdness.
Do you really think so?
Shine light on all of y'all.
With your introverted, mean self. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about my husband. It's almost as if he doesn't want people to want to think he's nice.
What?
You don't want people to think you're nice.
Everybody thinks I'm nice.
But it's like you don't want them to.
I want people to think I'm nice.
You don't give off that.
Yes, I do. Everybody thinks I'm nice. Name somebody that don't think I'm nice. One.
I can name off several. We don't need to stop there. Marcus, when he goes places, like, this is so funny. I have a handful of girlfriends that I let them know. My husband absolutely adores you. And they're like, really? I'm like, you don't get to see the side of him that my other friends see.
Because they ain't never around.
It's not that they're never around. It's just you love them that much. Emily, you're like, oh, Emily.
That's my homegirl.
Yes.
Love me some Emily. Emily love me.
Right. But there are other friends that don't ever get that side of you. Madison doesn't get the,
Madison's family. She don't get that. You know how much I done did for... I ain't did anything for anybody out here more than I have for Madison.
We love Madison. We do. But there are certain friends. Sharzad. I'm like, Sharzad, the side of Marcus that you're seeing, that you're just like, oh, he's so cool. I'm like, you are one of the few that get to see it. You'll never see Marcus's a-hole side directed towards you.
Who out of your friends has seen my a-hole side?
Directed towards them?
Yeah.
Denora, Brescia,
Marquita, they ain't never Quinn. Seen that toward them. Not unless it was a joking matter.
That's what I mean. There are friends of mine that you would never joke.
Because they mess
like
with
that.
Me. Quinn's an asshole. Denora's an asshole.
You don't think that you come out Marquita. Shots fired?
Marquita ain't seen that side of me.
Yes. Yes, she has. You talk about how loud she is.
I quit this too, guy. When you come here really waking up these kids, that's a problem.
I have none of your friends see the a-hole side of me.
Because they ain't around. What you talking about? They ain't seen no side of you.
But even when we go home to Kentucky, all of your friends think, oh.
The only person, one of my friends that see you when we go home is BJ.
No, that's my friend too.
All right then.
That's my friend too. That's our couple friend. And they don't come to visit us no more. We are just by ourselves, guys. That's the point of this whole podcast, is that we're taking applications.
They'll be like, what's wrong with y'all then?
We're taking applications. You remember the one friendship that fell apart out of nowhere?
Which one?
The couple.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was the weirdest. We were like,
oh, we know what that is though. We know what happened. They were looking for connections.
They wanted connections.
And
they wanted connections to the more famous people that I knew. And when I wasn't giving those away,
yeah,
then I guess that was like, well, you're not useful.
But other than that, we don't go looking for friends. That's the problem.
We don't. We're going
like the people that we all knew was like out of the mom's group that you was a part of.
Yeah.
Or sororities, sisters that you know.
But I'm always worried to introduce him to people's husband because Marcus doesn't want people think he's nice.
Shut up. That ain't it.
It's not it?
No.
You don't like people is what you said.
I do like people. I don't like being around people. I'm trying to stop saying that. Yes, I don't have I really don't have a problem with people. It's just, I'm an introvert. Simple as that. It's like, I don't want to sit down. I'm not going to talk about football. I keep missing all the goddamn basketball games, and I don't care about your morning commute.
It's not so much that Marcus is an introvert. I actually don't think that's true about you. You don't like the BS conversation that has to happen in order to find a genuine connection.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like I've had to have that conversation so many times since I moved out here. For one, not knowing anybody. Two, going to all those Angels events. Just with like rap parties and all the networking events, it's like getting to know your conversation. It's like, this conversation ain't going nowhere because I probably won't ever see you again. But I've had the conversation so much, it's just like, you know what? Let's just meet. Like, I don't know.
But there is a skill set though. There are people who know how to jump past that know how to just jump into a good conversation. That's what we need to learn. You remember that white lady that walked up to us when we were touring that school? And yeah. You were like, I thought she knew you. And I was like, no, she does. I said, that's a famous actress. She doesn't know me.
Yeah, then I recognized her like after we left. I'm like, oh, that was her.
And she jumped into conversation with us as if.
I thought they had picked up on a different conversation that her and Angel was already having.
Never.
This came out of nowhere.
So there are people. Breisha's good at that too. There are people who
Her show was out of Breisha because she makes all these goddamn crazy acquaintances.
Yeah, she's like, you know, my really good friend. I'm like, Breisha, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What's their last name, Breisha? What is
that?
I've met all your really good friends. But yeah, we're taking applications. So let us know if there's some friends you want to hook us up with out here.
No, don't let us know.
Yeah. They might know. They know us now. They might be like, I know who would be perfect.
You're going to be mad. Look, Callie Visor 79697. We didn't appreciate you.
We need friends, okay, guys? So let us know if you have any friend suggestions. Couple friends with kids. All right, guys. So, yes, actually, answer the question below. Are you actually a good friend? Are you a good friend? Are you, like, when you look at how you deal with your friendships, would you actually consider yourself a good friend? Or are you just, hey, okay, you're more into your family? And what makes a good friend to you? And we're going to do this last segment before we sign off. This was a segment that was introduced to us that we've done before, and this is our self-care tips. So I'll go first while you think of what your self-care tip is going to be. This is something that I said I started doing here recently, and hopefully I'm still keeping it up. I don't know. By the time this goes up, no telling. If you're a parent, wake up before your kids. If you can give yourself a whole hour before you have to deal with your children and just have some real good me time, I feel just so much better about me. The fact that I can say I got something done for me, no one else, completely 100%. It wasn't to benefit the family for real. It wasn't to benefit him. It was to benefit me. So now I get up at 5 a.m. and it's a sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice that, you know, I have to go to bed earlier now, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my good. Yeah. What's
yours? Ooh, did I say the water thing last time?
No, you said driving.
Oh, yeah, to get out and drive and relax. Every morning I wake up and I drink a massive glass of water, not like this little thing, like 8 ounces or whatever. It's like 32 ounces of water. Just in one setting, really. I've worked up to that. I started off as like a little glass, but doing that every single morning, it changes your body if you're not already doing it. If you're not doing that, you definitely need to drink more water. When I did start drinking more water, started feeling better. In that time, I switched up my diet and everything. However, since I've been drinking this water every morning, I mean, I've been doing it for quite a while now. How long has it been?
It's been over a year.
Over a year. Now it's like force of habit. If I wake up and don't drink water, I feel weird. Like, I'm like, oh, I need to drink some water. But a lot of people don't do that. They get up and drink coffee or whatever, and it's not good. Drink some water and let it set. Don't eat or drink anything else for like an hour, and you will, after the first week, you'll notice a difference in your body.
Drink water, get up early.
It's that easy.
Self-care tips from Angel and Marcus. All right, you guys, I just want to remind you all, this is a weekly podcast, so come back next Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, holla back at us.
And then if you are on our YouTube channel, just remember we upload family vlogs on Mondays and Fridays. We do the podcast on Wednesday. A nice little funny video on Tuesdays and Thursdays is Mommy Confessions, my other podcast. Please make sure you're following this podcast on social media at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? You can follow me across all social media platforms at That Chick Angel. You can follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Book and Marcus Ain't on the Gram. And also get at Get Man Shit on Instagram.
Yeah.
So we will talk to you guys in the month of February.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.